Strange Adventures.
Sergeant Cassidy lifted the jangling telephone from its cradle, listened intently for a few moments, then turned to Inspector Jonathan Hawk of the Homicide Bureau.
Well, Chief, looks like we've got another case in our hands. That was Mr. Lawrence Brayshaw, the banker. Some guy just got himself shot in Brayshaw's apartment. The big boy's pretty upset.
Well, he should be, especially if he did the shooting. He'll drive out there.
Jonathan Hawk and Sergeant Cassidy parked in front of the imposing Loving Arms Apartments and inquired the location of Brayshaw's suite. A patrolman and the house detective had already covered the body with a sheet and taken care that nothing had been touched. Lawrence Brayshaw sat in a huge chair in one corner of the room, visibly nervous. Inspector Hawk examined the bullet wound in the head of the small olive-skinned man crumpled just inside the door, then strode over to Brayshaw.
Did you know this man?
Slightly, Inspector. He's known as Signor Caroni and is a dealer in rare stamps. Some time ago, I acquired a very valuable English stamp, a three-penny black, and he has been trying to buy it from me.
Mm-hmm. Do you go in for stamp collecting as a hobby, Mr. Brayshaw?
Oh, yes, I have one of the greatest stamp collections in the country. It was on exhibition at the museum for quite a time, and I brought it home only tonight. Signor Caroni knew of the three-penny black through the exhibit.
Hmm. Suppose we have the entire story.
Well, tonight I came into this room to work on my collection. I had bought some new stamps and wanted to examine them and place them in my album. I was working under a powerful light in order to examine them very thoroughly when I heard a noise outside my door. I unscrewed the big globe over my desk and held it in my hands, waiting in the dark to see what would happen. The door opened very slowly, and a man started into the room. I smashed the globe against the door, and as he leaped back in surprise, I tackled him from behind. We scuffled on the floor, and suddenly the gun went off close to my head, and I felt his body go limp. Then I got to my feet and turned on the lights. Signor Caroni was lying there, dead. Very dead, just like he is now.
Thank you, Mr. Brayshaw. It was a very good story. Good enough, as a matter of fact, to cause your arrest on suspicion of murder.
Inspector Jonathan Hawk turned to the bewildered and very frightened banker.
Mr. Brayshaw, you told me you thought the man entering your room was a robber. You unscrewed the powerful light globe and held it while the intruder slowly opened the door and entered your room. Did you ever try holding a light globe in your bare hands after it had been burning for some time? I believe you'd find it a bit too hot to handle. I'm arresting you for the murder of your fellow stamp collector, Signor Caroni.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to The Double Eagle, our next tale of
Strange Adventures.